The Sleeping Beauty in the Wood by Charles Perrault. Narration, Katie Haig. Sound, Patrick Martinez Bourna. There were formerly a king and a queen who were so sorry that they had no children, so sorry that it cannot be expressed. They went to all the waters in the world. Vows, pilgrimages, all things were tried, and all to no purpose. At last, however, the queen proved with child, and was brought to bed of a daughter. There was a very fine christening, and the princess had for her godmothers all the fairies they could find in the whole kingdom. They found 7, that every one of them might give her a gift, as was the custom of fairies in those days, and that by this means the princess might have all perfections imaginable. After the ceremonies of the christening were over, all the company returned to the king's palace, where was prepared a great feast for the fairies. There was placed before every one of them a magnificent cover with a case of massive gold, wherein were a spoon, knife, and fork, all of pure gold, set with diamonds and rubies. But as they were all sitting down at table, they saw come into the hall a very old fairy, whom they had not invited, because it was above 50 years since she had been out of a certain tower, and she was believed to be either dead or enchanted. The king ordered her a cover, but could not furnish her with a case of gold as the others, because they had 7 only made for the 7 fairies. The old fairy fancied she was slighted, and muttered some threat between her teeth. One of the young fairies, who sat by her, overheard how she grumbled, and, judging that she might give the little princess some unlucky gift, went as soon as they rose from the table.